You write that Republicans made significant headway to allow drilling in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. I also call it ANWR. And this all has to do with the budget. Briefly tell us what happened.
It's called a budget resolution. And what this is a process where basically Congress uses the excuse of the budget to change the rules, and especially in the Senate. Because in the Senate, because there's a filibuster, it generally takes 60 votes to pass any legislation. But when the party with the power wants to pass something, they have some tricks up their sleeve. And one of them is by including it in a budget resolution. And so what happens with a budget resolution is that instead of needing 60 votes, you only need 51 votes to pass the legislation. There are rules about what kind of legislation can be used for this, but it's a way to get past this requirement to get 60 votes. So that's what the Republicans are currently doing to try to get tax reform passed through the Congress. They've created this budget resolution, which is mostly about tax reform. But there's another measure attached to it, and that has to do with telling the committees to come up with revenue, the Energy and Natural Resource Committee, for instance. And the way they're likely to come up with this revenue is by creating new ways for drilling to go forward. And in this case, the chair of the Senate's Committee on Energy and Natural Resources is Senator Lisa Murkowski, and she says the way she plans to do it, or she hopes to do it, is by opening drilling in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge.
Democratic Senator Maria Cantwell from Washington, along with Michael Bennett, who is our senator in Colorado, is trying to strip refuge drilling language. She's not in favor of opening it up. And she says, quote, "You're willing to degrade the environment as a way to pay for tax cuts for the wealthy." Is this really in exchange for tax cuts for the wealthy?
I think you can attach them together. In fact, the fate of the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge is now tied to the fate of the tax overhaul plan that the Republicans are going to be coming up with, because they will both be voted on together in the future, both in the House and in the Senate.
This has been ongoing for almost a century, to open up the ANWR to energy extraction. But in 2005, this happened again, but a filibuster blocked the opening of the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, and that was sort of an accident. Can you talk a little bit about that?
In 2005, the first effort was also through this same process, through a budget resolution. So they changed the number of votes that you have to have, and they tried to get it through that way. What happened was that there were moderate Republicans in the House of Representatives at the time who were hearing from their constituents that they didn't want to open up the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge to drilling. And that pressure got the House to drop those provisions. And then there was an effort to attach it to defense appropriations. And that's another bill that people kind of feel have to go through. And that's where the filibuster was that I think you're referring to.
There's some controversy about exactly how much oil is under the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. Has this been discussed at all?
Senator Lisa Murkowski says she will hold hearings on this issue, and there may be hearings on the House side as well. It's not just controversy about how much oil there really is, but also it's very difficult to get oil from so far north down to the people who want it to fuel their cars. It's a very expensive proposition, and so that also could be a limiting factor. The other thing that's true that's very different than 2005 is that the United States has started exporting oil. Our oil production has dramatically increased, and we're not as reliant on foreign oil as we were in 2005. And one of the biggest arguments back then was that, well, we really need more of our own oil, and that's why we should open the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. That argument will also be, for sure, one that will be brought up during the hearings.
Well, it sounds like it's not quite a done deal for drilling in the ANWR, but it sounds like it's a heck of a lot closer than it has been in decades. One thing, Elizabeth Shogren, before we go, why should Coloradans care about what happens to the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge?
Well, I guess it's not for me to say whether they should. The last time this became a public debate, people decided that this was one of the most spectacular wildernesses left in the United States, and that there's so much wildlife that depends on it, and that some places are just basically too wild to drill. I end my story by quoting an environmentalist who talks about how really the fate of the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge lies in the hands of people across the country and whether or not they speak up and tell Congress, hey, we don't want this to happen.
Well, Elizabeth Shogren, D.C. correspondent for High Country News, thanks very much for your work and for talking with me today. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. It was my pleasure.